What's up, Bugs? I am so excited to bring you the latest podcast. And today, of course, we're going to talk all about relationships. I mean, that's the theme of almost my entire podcast. But a thing that I see often, people, it seems like they want to fix themselves to find love, or they think they have to fix themselves to find love. And there's a difference between like healthy growth and growing yourself and having the mindset that you need to fix you. There's a huge difference. We should always, be growing and developing and becoming the highest version of ourselves, but we don't need to necessarily fix ourselves. So when somebody asks, or if I ask, do you need to fix yourself to find love, which is the title of the podcast, my answer is it's not about needing to fix yourself. Because here's the thing, girlfriend, you are ultimately made beautiful and whole. You're made this way from the beginning of time. It's all those limiting beliefs that creep in that tell us we're something that we're not. It's those limiting beliefs that tell us love or that dating is something it is not. It's those limiting beliefs that have been ingrained within us since we were children. The things that people told us, maybe as when we were a child or when we were in high school or in college or in past relationships, it's all those yucky limiting beliefs that cause us to question if we are completely whole and beautiful, which you are. So actually, I want you to stop right now, like pause this podcast, go to your mirror, or if you're in the car, don't do that. Wait till you get home, or just yell it out loud. I am beautiful and whole. I am made completely whole and beautiful. I mean, like, yell it, scream it, because you are so beautiful. Your soul is beautiful. And I hate when people start to question that because of all the yucky crap that we hear. And we start to, and we see it in the media too. Like, we're not perfect enough. We're not, skinny enough, and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like overwhelming sometimes. So here's the thing. For example, we may have a limiting belief that we're not, pretty enough, or we're not skinny enough, or it could be a limiting belief around the dating world that even that no good men are out there because we've had so many bad experiences with men or women. If you're a man watching this, you're of course welcome too. So, but we might have that experience that there are no good partners out there. And all of these limiting beliefs are setting the stage or setting the stage for self-sabotage when it comes to finding love. So what is it about the subconscious mind that puts such strong false beliefs in our head that we begin to live as if it were true? So just think about this for a moment and journal it out too. I think that's so powerful if we write it out and we really dig deep into these questions. What if we changed these subconscious beliefs into something that fixed our mindset into fully loving and accepting ourselves where we are? How would that change our ability to find and keep love? So I want you to think about that again. Write it down. What is it about the subconscious mind that puts such strong false beliefs in our head that we begin to live as if it were true? We begin to live as if we are not worthy enough. We begin to live as if we are not skinny enough or pretty enough. Are this and that. What is it about that subconscious mind that puts those strong false beliefs in our head that we begin to live as if those were actually true, which they're not? What if we changed these subconscious beliefs into something that fixed our mindset into fully loving and accepting ourselves where we are? How would that change your ability to find and keep love? It would definitely improve it. That is the sure thing, because when you stay stuck and you're thinking, I'm not attractive, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not pretty enough, or whatever that limiting thought is, or there's no more good men or women out there, you're staying stuck in that. You are actually creating that wall that keeps you from finding and keeping love. It's self-sabotage, guys, and it's not based on truth. It's based on false limiting beliefs that somehow, it could have been years ago in your childhood, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I've worked with women that are in their 50s and 60s and still have some of those limiting beliefs. So how would that change our ability to find and keep love if we changed those subconscious beliefs into something that fixed our mindset into fully loving and accepting ourselves first, right where we are? You know, we all are in a place where we could take a step up and become a better version of ourselves. I think we'll do that until the day we are no longer on this earth. There's always something we can improve. It could be our health. It could be what we eat. It could be our mindset. It could be our relationships. It could be our business. It could be our work situation. Whatever it is, there's always something that we can improve. Like maybe you're not, it could be even things like you're not doing the things that you're completely passionate and in love about. You're not doing those bucket list things. So there's always something we can do to become the better version of ourselves. So one of the highest attraction factors when it comes to attracting a high quality date is confidence. It's that self-love. It's that energy that you know that you are worthy of the best dates. Now, I'm not saying like a Brad Pitt date. I'm saying, and if you're younger, it's probably somebody totally different. You can tell my age when I say Brad Pitt. But he is a hot older guy. Can't say he's not, no matter how old you are. Okay, so I'm saying the best dates by characteristics, those heart-centered qualities. Like the best dates are when you are in front of someone and you're having a conversation. That person in front of you is like a good heart-centered person with values and characteristics that you are aligned with. I'm not saying he has to be perfect or she has to be perfect. The best dates are when you communicate and vibe with someone that is aligned with you. Those are the best dates. So one of the highest attraction factors when it comes to attracting that high quality date is confidence and self-love. You have to vibe high to attract those high vibe dates. You all hear me say that all the time, but it's so, so true. Like if I could only teach you guys one thing about dating, I would say vibe high at the highest version of yourself so that you attract that person. Like if you put it all together, that's what it comes down to. It's just hard to get into that mindset sometimes. So that's what I'm here to teach you guys, how to get out of that mindset. Okay, so you know, that confidence and the absolute knowing of who you are as a person, you walk into a room and you own it. You're not ashamed or you're self-conscious of who you are. You're not ashamed of your body type or what others will think of you, because who cares what other people think of you? You're 100% secure in knowing that you were created a fully 100% wonderful, worthy, beautiful human being that is worthy of a great love. You're worthy of a great love. You're worthy of being a great love and loving greatly. You're so worthy of all of that. Here's what I've noticed. I've worked with hundreds, thousands of people actually, and one thing that men say when a woman walks in the room, they don't always look at the hottest woman that walks in. I mean, it could be like model type, but if she walks in and she looks unapproachable, not friendly or like insecure, you know, some women are very beautiful, but they're constantly checking their makeup, constantly checking their hair to make sure they look good. The men are not attracted to that. Like the hottest guy in the room would not necessarily look at the hottest girl in the room. You know, with the best body, perfect hair, all that stuff, they are more likely to look at and approach and actually ask on a date the girl who knows who she is, who walks in the room, who's friendly, smiling, approachable. She looks like she's having a good time. She's not caught up in materialistic things or superficial things. She's not caught up in her looks. She is there to enjoy herself. Those are the women that are approachable. Same with the men. I think it goes both ways. If you walk into a room and you're smiling, you're completely confident, and you're sure of who you are, you're more likely to get approached than the most beautiful woman in the room. That's the secret, guys. So we often forget that we were created, and going back to the whole worthy of a great love thing, we often forget that we are created to receive and be great love. It's like the scars and the heartbreaks and the rejections that begin to seep in and try to convince us otherwise. You know, it's the fact is, it pretty, okay, so here it is. The fact is, you have to be fully present within yourself and know your worth before expecting someone else to deem you worthy of dating. Let that sink in. And you know, that movie where Tom Cruise, and they're like, "You complete me." I think that's the biggest load of crap because you need to be complete before you find your one, I think. And you know, this is just my opinion, but I think when we become complete and we meet another complete person, that when we join together, it's like freaking amazing. It's, you know, I'm not saying you have to be perfect, complete, but when you are, you have that self-love, you are confident, you are working on the healing process. You don't have to be 100% healed from past hurts and traumas. I mean, I think you're constantly going to work on healing things, but I think when we come together as the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be at that moment, just at that moment, guys, then that's when those amazing relationships happen. You know, we are so worthy and we're so created to receive and be that great love, but we have to meet that partner as like the best version of ourselves in that moment. And the same with them. You know, we're always working on stuff. You know, I think about my relationship. I think when I first started dating my man until now, and I look at the amazing growth that both of us have experienced. You know, when I met him, before I met him, I went through a lot of healing work to get over an ex. And I was really working on myself and identifying like things that were triggers for me in relationships and what I needed to do to be a better partner for my future mate. And I was working on those things. And it was really when I healed like the attachments from my ex and let that go. And I was really healed from that. That's when my man came, and I wasn't really expecting him. He showed up in an unexpected place on Bumble, of all places. and I'm a matchmaker. And I wasn't even really dating on Bumble. Like, I saw him. I'm like, oh, I'm swiping right. I'm going to keep that one for myself. And here we are today, living together and all that great stuff. But he was kind of at the same place. He was growing. And I look at us today, and I look back, and I'm like, dang, we have grown a lot, but together. And I think we needed to be together to be where we are today, at an even better place. And we continue to grow. So it's not that you need to, you know, be perfect. It's about being the best version of yourself at that point that you can be, because healing is a process, and becoming the best version of yourself is a process. Growth is a process. But when you come to that place with that other person who's doing the same thing, man, that's when amazing, long-term, healthy relationships happen, okay? So don't worry about being perfect. Just work on confidence and self-love so that you can grow in that inner fashion and really get to the place you need to be. So don't forget that no matter where you are right now, you are created to receive and be that great love. So just start right here where you are now and take those baby steps to get there, okay? It's not about making it all happen overnight. It's about when we take those steps of faith, we take those steps to get to where we want to be and who we want to be with our partner and what kind of partner we want. Because remember, like attracts like. So the more that you work on yourself and grow, you're going to find someone that is doing the same, that is dedicated to doing the same. Like attracts like. So, you know, it's always the scars, the heartbreaks, and the rejections that begin to seep in and try to convince us otherwise. Like, they try to convince us that we're not created to receive or be great love, or we're not created to receive a high-quality relationship, or it seeps in and it tells us there's no more good partners out there, or whatever it may be. The fact is, you have to be fully present within yourself and know your worth before expecting someone else to deem you worthy of dating. I'm going to repeat that over and over, guys, because I want you to know that you have to do that. You have to be fully present within yourself and know your great worth before expecting someone else to date you like you want to be dated. Because the thing is, you're already worthy of dating, but sometimes we just don't know that. We don't practice that. But you need to remember that. Like, write that down. Write down, I am worthy of receiving the greatest love. I am worthy of receiving high quality dates. And then let that sink in deeply. Go to the mirror, shout it from the rooftops. You are worthy of receiving a great love. And something I like to tell people to do, especially when you struggle with that, like you struggle with maybe half-assed relationships, bad dates, relationships aren't lasting, you're not finding those high-quality dates. I want you to first, before you even go on your next date, I want you to date yourself. I want you to go buy yourself flowers, go take yourself out to a nice dinner, whatever it is that you would want someone to do for you, do it to yourself first. Before I met my man, I did the same thing. I realized I needed to learn how to date myself. And it was hard. Like, I'm going to the store to buy myself flowers. That's so stupid. But once I bought them, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. You know, they're so pretty. I could do this, buy whatever I want. And it's just, it's nice to treat yourself. The hardest part for me was actually going to dinner or taking myself out to eat by myself. Because I've always kind of been the person, like, I don't like going to restaurants by myself. I feel awkward. But I did it one night. I got up the nerve. I knew I had to do it. Like, I knew I had to create this breakthrough in my life. So I took myself to this really cute winery in my old town. And I ordered dinner, sat on the patio, ordered some, a wine flight. And everybody around me was with, they were with people at their table. But I sat there and I totally enjoyed my company. Like, I slowly enjoyed my dinner and enjoyed the wine and enjoyed just like watching people. And it was really nice. So I really encourage you to date yourself so that other people know how to date you. And I think I went through these stages so that I could really teach my clients and my audience the same, like what works, because these are the same steps that I took. Everything that I teach you guys is a step that I took to date successfully and find my soulmate and heal from the past. It's everything I teach my clients. So I want to teach you guys what I know works. It's not something I just read and didn't do. I actually practice what I preach. Okay, so back to just being worthy of dating. So take yourself on a date this week. I challenge you to do that. Do something or buy yourself flowers. Okay, I need to take a sip of coffee. Okay, so the thing is, we overanalyze why we're still single, why we're still looking for love, while it seems like everyone around us is getting married and having babies, and you know, it looks like everybody has this perfect life but us. I've been there. I've been single and thought the same thing. But here's the thing: we overanalyze the mere fact that things are not happening in our timing. However, everything is happening in divine timing. And patience is a virtue, guys. When it comes to finding a high-quality partner, patience is key. We can't rush the process. We can't rush, you know, the universe or the how of how it's going to happen. We have to remember that a high-quality partner is worth the wait. And trying to rush that process only creates more blocks on authentic love. You know, I didn't meet my man until I was in my mid-late 30s. And I'm so glad that, you know, I didn't meet him sooner. I mean, I wish I did, but I wish I didn't, because I learned so much and I became a different person and I grew over those years. And I don't think, you know, I wonder, like, because I didn't grow as much as I have in my, as I have in my 30s. I'm like, well, we probably wouldn't have lasted if I didn't meet him at exactly this time. I think everything works out for a reason. So patience is so important when it comes to dating and finding that high quality partner. Don't settle. Don't get caught up in the how it's going to happen. The more energy I think we focus on the how and the perfection of it, we lose the flow of letting the universe and God really work. So it's important to trust that high quality partner is coming, but along the way, focus on becoming that best partner for yourself, or the best version of yourself, and that best partner for your future partner. Because when we put those two things in place, it does really kind of speed up the process. Sometimes the universe and God, I think, they give us lessons. Like, okay, here's another lesson. Here's another date. You know, you're attracting the same type of person, the same bad boy. What are you going to do to grow from this and change? I think we also often get lessons on things that we haven't quite grasped. For example, I knew after my divorce, I'm like, okay, I keep dating the same type of man. Who's the common denominator? I mean, yeah, they might have done crappy things to me, but I'm the one that keeps picking them. So I had to recognize that I'm the common denominator. I needed to do something different and become a better version of myself to get the type of man that I really desired. So just trust the process. Work on yourselves, becoming that high quality partner, that best version of yourself. And then just trust that it will happen in divine timing. That, you know, when we need to remember that a high quality partner is worth the wait, and trying to rush that process only creates more blocks on authentic love. If we rush the process, we create walls, we create detours, you know, because we're trying to do it our own way instead of letting it flow. Love should flow. It should be easy. It should, I'm not saying relationships are always easy, because it does take work, but I'm saying it should flow easier than we are letting it. You know, we get stuck in trying to, you know, maybe we get stuck on a person that's not right for us. Or I hear a lot of women talk about, well, this guy's, you know, we're friends with benefits and I'm really like him and I'm hoping, you know, one day he'll want to commit. No, girl, you're wasting your energy on this man who has already made it clear that he is not investing in you. Cut him off and put your energy towards someone else. Because if you're putting your energy towards a man or a woman who is not investing in you, you are wasting your energy. And your energy is blocked. It's stuck. It's not allowing new people to flow in because your energy is being put into a place that it's stagnant. It's stuck. It's yucky. He's not going to all of a sudden say, okay, I don't want to be friends with benefits. I want a relationship. That's usually not how it works. So if a man tells you, you know, I don't want commitment right now, I'm not ready, believe him. I see so many women that think a man will commit to them one day, and they waste so much time and energy on someone that will never commit to them, that will never invest in them fully. Look for the man that will invest in you. Look for the man that shows up. Look for the man that shows he's interested. That's who, when someone invests in you, that's where you know you can safely start to give your energy to. Okay? So that was kind of a tangent, but I felt like that needed to be addressed. So let me ask you a question. Where are you today? Are you ready to, you know, dive deep into the waters of like a soul-quenching, amazing love? Then my biggest piece of advice for you is to find the soul-quenching love within yourself first. Just get rid of those limiting beliefs about yourself right now, and get rid of those limiting beliefs about love and dating and men and women. Any limiting beliefs that you have that are only creating more walls to your everlasting relationship, you need to get rid of those right now. So I'm going to leave you with this journaling exercise. I love journaling. It's something I give to my coaching clients a lot because it's so effective. And I've had clients say, like, they do the journaling exercises and their friends wonder, like, what happened to you? You're like a different person. You're so happy. You're glowing. They think that this person, like, their friend has found somebody, but no, they've just been doing my journaling exercises. So here's a journaling exercise I want you to do right now. I want you to take some time, sit somewhere quiet, and just start writing down any limiting beliefs that you have about dating, about love, about relationships, about men, about women, about yourself. Write them all down. It can be 5 pages long. It can be 10 pages long, 2 pages, whatever it is, 1 page. Get them all out on paper. Like, get them all out of your system. And then when you're done with that, I want you to go back and look at each limiting belief, and I want you to say why it's not true. So if, let's say, it says, one of your limiting beliefs is like, I am not pretty enough. Why is that not true? It's not true because you're beautiful. And I want you to write that out. I am beautiful. I am loving. I am a caring person. I'm an amazing person. I have so much to offer. Write everything that's true about yourself. And if you have trouble, ask your best friend, like, what is great about me? Because if you have a, like, your best friend will always know, like, what's great about you. And they could probably give you a big list. So if you have trouble with that, just ask your best friend. Or let's say your limiting belief says there are no more good men or women out there. Debunk that. Say, this is not true because so-and-so is in a fabulous relationship. This man is an amazing man. Even if they're married, you know, if there's men out there that are in amazing relationships, you know there's more of them out there. There's millions of people in this country. So you know there's amazing men and women out there. You just haven't met them yet. Okay? So go through each statement. I don't care if there's one statement or 50. Go through each one. Take the time and debunk it. This will start the process to reprogram your subconscious so that when that limiting belief comes up, you can immediately switch the thought into something positive. And you'll already have the list to do so. So journaling, writing it out is a great process to get it out of your body into a piece of paper. So it's not staying stagnant in your body and it becomes like a bad energy within yourself. And people can feel that. That's a whole other podcast. So first step, get it out on a piece of paper, write it out. Let me know how it goes. And also date yourself this week. Do something, like drop a comment. Tell me what you did. I want to know. I want some like creative ideas too on what you're doing to date yourself. So I love you guys. Have a fabulous week. And I will be back on the next podcast soon.